Hello, welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 55. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And as usual, we are here to discuss...
mostly World of Warcraft, to be honest. We're not going to lie to you on this one.
Yeah.
It's kind of slow in the news department right now.
Well, can you blame anybody for wanting to announce something right after Cataclysm was released? Because you know that's approximately 12 million people that are going to be playing a game. Give or take some, because you got all the people like all of our friends who abandoned the game, I don't know, about a year ago are now playing again as well.
I don't see any of them. I gotta get more people on the real ID thing.
Yeah, we're not on any of their server. We're not on their server anymore, so it's kind of a moot point. It was funny, one of our friends, he was our guild WoW Dark Iron. He was saying that his welcome home gift to WoW was getting ganked on the Zeppelin after he logged in.
And that, folks, is why I gave up on Dark Iron.
I would hate doing Vashir on a PvP server. Because you're all, the Alliance and the Horde are basically in the same approximate area. And I can only imagine, if they were able to gank you, they would be purposely going out of their way to just go and, you know, take you out.
Yeah, most people purposely go. That's why I always quested in remote areas. I'm still practicing the same thought. I'm like, I'm going to Winterspring. There's nobody that quests in Winterspring, and I have yet to see... I think I saw one person in Everlook, but the guards get after you since it's a goblin town. And that's about all. That's the only person I've seen. But Sonaria and Circle seem to have a very low horde population, especially the higher in levels, the less horde there are, apparently.
Maybe it's just a role-playing server thing, because on my server, that's what they've said about the same thing, is that the horde population is just kind of eh.
Though we have run into people who are RPing.
I usually roleplay my tickets to the GMs because I figure they get tired of people just constantly bitching and moaning.
We probably get lots of those.
Like, for example...
and then a giant dragon fell out of the sky on top of me.
It's like in this case, I was telling you guys before, there, in Vashir, one of the last quests, you board a submarine and go to defend the rift in order to try and help Neptulon defeat these Naga and Faceless invaders. Well, when you zone in to the sub, everything's working fine. And then when the second player zones in to start doing the quest says 2, then all of the NPCs disappear, your breath power appears, and you can either cancel, abandon the quest, which takes you back to the cave where you initially zoned from, die and have to res at the spirit healer, or hurt that like I did. So, when I put my ticket in, it's like, oh, mighty masters of this world, I think the Naga have booby-trapped the submarine. See, when myself and fellow heroes zone in, go to join the submarine to attack, all of our fellow people disappear, and all of, and we start, and we begin drowning. Do you know when the Naga threat will be eliminated? It's gotta be a lot more, it's gotta be at least a little bit more interesting to read than, hey, I keep, this is bugged. Fix it.
What thing we have a problem with? Oh, it was the Corehound in Shadowing Valley.
It was unattackable.
Yeah. You could click on it, but nothing else would happen. It wasn't even giving, like, the evade thing. That's what was weird.
Hmm.
So we put up a ticket, and it wasn't very long after we got the GM.
He goes like, here, go, are you over by the Nemesis? Like, oh, I can be there in a few seconds. I'm like, okay, I buy him now. It's like, okay, I'm going to respawn him. It's just like he disappears, then he reappears. It's like, okay, I can attack him now. It's like, okay, cool.
I know. I don't know if I ever told you guys, but one of our friends, he put in a ticket to a GM that said /duel. And then he just ran around one day, and then he just dies. He gets a message from a GM. Done.
I tell you, God wanted that aspect.
It's hard to beat God in a duel.
Yeah.
I think it would have been almost more amusing if he'd shown up with, you know, like, various bits of GM gear and just like...
I think it's more entertaining just to think you were smote from on high.
Your character randomly dropped dead and overmired, nothing hit you. What happened? Yeah, questing along. I had to go to Winterspring because I need thorium. All those zones that used to have thorium no longer have thorium, except for Winterspring. And, like, Swamp of Sorrows now has thorium in a couple other places. It's very small. Because, you know, Burning Steeps used to have it, and Searing Gorge used to make the rounds. Doesn't matter. Winter Spring
is... Bellwood.
I kept running into Mithril.
No, it wasn't. Sorry, I'm going being delusional. Never mind. Ignore me.
Yeah, I needed it. There's lots of thorns we had in Winter Spring. Winter Spring's pretty. It's not like Dunmoreau. Dunmoreau has a different sort of winter feel compared to Winter Spring. But I'm doing questing still. I keep reading my quest texts.
Quest text is entertaining again. I am enjoying it.
I'm almost ready for Outland, though. Almost. Getting there. I'm 7 levels away.
Oh, God. What was the crazy quest text that I had with the one of the goblins?
Which one?
Oh, the goblins try to use get the ogres in Tataris to join the horde. Oh, God. That was a great quest line.
It makes sense, though. I could see ogres in the horde, to be honest.
Well, if you're in Feralis, there is an ogre outpost who are part of the horde. They're like, they're helping us as the horde, which is good because you need their help when you do an interesting chain that takes you to the first... You doesn't go into Dire Maul, but the entrance area of Dire Maul. Because if you didn't have help, the, you know, elite boss baddie would peel on you.
There's a few quests like that now where they give you, you know, some NPCs that just kind of follow you around. It's like, well, on the downside, I'm not getting the loot from these guys. But on the upside, I'm still alive and not having to make a corpse run.
Oh, yeah, I had to do that with the bad dogs out in the Badlands. I had to go kill black dragon elites. So I got, I think there's a rogue, a warrior, and a mage. And plus me. We were ripping through things pretty easily.
I can imagine.
Especially helps when you train after not training for 6 levels.
Yeah, I have
I pretty much didn't train for 8 levels because the only spells I got were holy. And I was like, I'm never going to cast these.
Would you mind if we ever need you to heal?
No, I keep getting pressured though to instantly get up to level 82 or something from my brother so he can instantly queue into dungeons because there is an extreme shortage of tanks. He's sitting in the instant dungeon fire finder for about, on average, 45 minutes to an hour.
Ouch. Yeah, I keep going back and forth between actually leveling my 80 level, my high level priest, and going back to my little warlock who's like level 38 right now. Or 36, one of the two.
That and killing all the critters I can find.
I like the guild leveling thing, although Blizzard made us a liar last time.
How did it make us a liar?
Because they took it from, they removed, you don't get guild experience from guild achievements anymore. They pulled that out and retroactively took away all the experience people earned through it.
Oh.
So guilds went from being like level 3 to level 1 again.
Ouch.
How do you earn guild experience now?
Questing. Mainly questing.
Questing, defeating bosses in dungeons, and winning rated battlegrounds.
But she said. So basically playing the game.
I don't think we ever earned any guild achievements yet. Anyways, because we're not even guild level 1, but we're really, really small. Like, really small.
Yeah, I think Sylvanas' Shadow Guard has...
Shadow Guard of Sylvanas.
Shadow Guard of Sylvanas, sorry. Has what?
5 active members.
Most of them, and then there's like 10 alts from the guildmaster.
Well, yeah, he has... Well, there's his name and 9 alts. He has exactly 10 characters on Cenarian Circle, and they're all different.
Yeah, and I invited every single one of them.
Yeah, oh, I had to invite another one that he made. I think he got rid of one, and I had to invite this new one.
And then he's like, okay, you're going to be busy for the next few minutes. Why? Log out, log in, log out, log in, log out, log in, log out, log in, log out, log in. Okay, are we done now? Yeah, you should really create a different level. I didn't make him, but I suggested, which he did, creating a separate rank for alts in the guild. Hence, our reserve forces.
Well, what's sad, too, is he has several level 80s. He has a level 80 druid, a level 80s rogue, a level 80... What's the other level 80 besides the hunter? I can't remember. Too many alts.
He's an alcoholic, but I think his hunter's still his primary character.
Yes.
Well, getting away of Warcraft a little bit, because I actually do have one news story. Michael Shag Washington... A singer from Cypress, from the rap group Cypress Hill, he's a backup singer from the rap group, with the rap group Cypress Hill, and a model is suing Rockstar Games and Take-Two Interactive Software for $250 million because they allegedly based the character in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on his troubled youth. apparently, when they were making the game, they had brought him in and interviewed him on his street life and how teenagers in his gang rode around on bicycles. Yeah, like, nobody's done that. And that, you know, they would contact him if he was used, which he was not. But then he was shocked to see that the lead character, CJ, looks like him, and he's claiming basically what comes to about 25% of the profits for the game. Here's my only issue with this. I could maybe understand this if it was actually filed timely. But last I checked, I mean, you guys might be able to prove me wrong here, I don't know. It doesn't take 6 years to file somebody for a lawsuit, especially in the state.
Yeah. But I found it funny. I didn't know that. I thought that most video games did it, that any similarity to persons living or dead is merely, you know, coincidental.
I don't know how many people actually watch the credits on video games.
Sometimes you have to, especially if you know there's something else that's going to happen after the credits, you sit through them. Because you're waiting. You're waiting for the end.
But so, I don't know. I just think, the bullshit lawsuit, his money train's probably dried up, and then he saw this, he's like, I have a chance here. But that's my personal opinion on it.
It just seems kind of silly. I don't know. It seems like, especially for as much...
250 million. Seriously, dude?
Well, my thing was, considering how much press most Grand Theft Auto games get for a whole variety of reasons, mostly for the violence and all that fun jazz, that something would have popped up sooner.
Yeah, seriously. Well... And it's not like this is the last Grand Theft Auto game to come out, because since this has came out, Grand Theft Auto 4 and two DLCs for it came out, plus a Grand Theft Auto, I think, for DS and PSP.
Oh, yeah, the Chinatown Wars.
So it's not like they haven't made any more games, so this is still the most recent Grand Theft Auto. The dude just...
Unless he doesn't know anything about games, and one of his friends, you know, just happened upon and said, hey, look at this, and he's like, oh, that's me, what is this sort of thing? I mean, sometimes, you know, you could be out of the loop for a long time and just kind of happen upon it.
I know.
Seems like if you're brought in and, you know, consulted about a game, you kind of keep an eye on it and see what happened with it.
You would know that it's at least being made, and you'd want to know, hey, did they use me?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how it pans out.
Yeah, probably. And since that's about all the news that I really found and everything else I did was Warcraft related, I hear that we have somebody that's been playing Kirby.
Yes, bought Kirby's Epic Yarn since we had a discount to get the game cheaper, so we used it. Hooray! What to say? Oh, it is visually really cool, especially with all the different like patterns and textures and items being used to create these worlds made out of fabric. It is easy. If you've heard everybody say it's easy, it is easy. You can't die.
So it's like the Lego games in that sense.
I don't know. I've never played a Lego game, so I couldn't, you know, tell you. But yeah, if you fall in the hole...
You mean like Lego Star Wars and such, where it's like if you get killed, you're just like an explosion of, you know, currency bits.
Yeah.
But then you pop right back up.
Yep, and the same thing with X-Buy. It's like, okay, continuing.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, but yeah, you fall in holes, you get rescued, you get hit by enemies, you just basically lose your beads. The object of the thing is every stage you can earn a medal for how many beads you collect. And the higher the stages go, the more beads you have to collect and keep. So you don't want to get hit or fall into things because then you lose your beads and you lose those medals. So if you're a completionistaholic like I am, you'll do everything in your power to collect lots of beads and hold on to them.
In fact, it sounds exactly like the like Lego Star Wars games.
So the more you collect, you get, you know, bronze, silver, and gold medals. And in fact, in the boss stages, you have to even collect beyond the gold medal to get a special patch to unlock a couple more stages in the world area. Every stage as well has three hidden items, two of which, because the little side things in this game are... an apartment complex where you can decorate your own little apartment and take pictures and show your friends. But you get the objects to decorate it from world stages by finding them hidden or by purchasing from the seller that's in the town. And you can also purchase fabrics. And there's also little mini games which earns you more unique fabric patterns. One of them is finding these five things that they look like monkeys to me. You have to find five of them hidden throughout a section of a stage that you've already been through. Another one is you have to collect the number of gems or beads in a certain amount of time. I'm on one that is a pain in the butt. And another one that I just recently unlocked is you have to carry this one character through a stage and get him to a certain point, which is a little bit annoying because you have to throw him up on things, or you have to throw him across something, and then you have to do something else to get over there to pick them back up to carry him on through. So the game gets harder as it progresses. It's just that things are more hidden, you have to collect more gems, and if you have two people playing, you always have to tell the other person to watch out for things, a.k.a. my brother, because you lose your beads. So it makes it harder when there's two people. But at least you don't have the weird bouncing off of things like you do in New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which causes people to die, and you don't get out of stage 2-1 for like 12 lives.
So it's very simple on the surface, but has very complex undertones to it?
Yeah, if you want to do all the collecting and finding of stuff. If you don't care about that, you can just breeze right through it, no problems.
Cool.
Because, you know, it's basically just, you know, jump and, you know, side-scrolling game. But if you just like kind of exploring and seeing how the world works and little nuances of it, I highly recommend it. I'm having fun with it. It's something that's more laid back than playing WoW.
Cool. So Kirby Epic Yarn for the Wii sounds like a win.
Yeah, and I guess if you do have younger children, they will enjoy it, and I don't think they'll get too frustrated with it. I just like it because it's Kirby. Wii, we're full of so far news.
Yeah, we really.
It's the Christmas time thing. Doing more Christmas shopping and getting ready for Christmas.
Being really lazy lately, to be honest. I know. I've been enjoying, well, the only game I've been playing, WoW. And fighting Nicole.
That's always fun.
So, Beth, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about today?
Nope.
Yeah, so, guess this means that you guys can go ahead and visit us over at thegameslave.com, our shirt store, thegameslave.spreadshirt.com, or you can just go to the black side and click on the store link. It's right there. Forums at thegameslave.com, or if you have questions, comments, I don't know, feel like just chatting up for a little while, you're bored, it's midnight, you don't want to drunk email your girlfriend because then she'll slap you, there's mail at thegameslave.com. We'll nicely mock you for drunk texting, that way you can get the comment, that way you don't have to worry about your family seeing it.
Or you could just use Gmail's
drunk protection.
Drunk text filter. Oh yeah, the thing where you have to do a complex mathematical thing in order to send an email if it's over past a certain time of the day.
Yeah, noon.
So what time do you get off work? 5. So we're gonna set this from 5 to what time do you go to work? 8. 5 to 8. What makes you think you're gonna be drunk from 5 to 8? I've seen you. Anywho.
Touché.
You guys have a good week. We'll probably have a few more short shows like this, seeing it's the holidays, and there honestly isn't a lot of news that seems really newsworthy. I mean, there's stuff like, hey, so-and-so's done this. It's like, so? We care why? But I don't know, that just might be me when I look through, like, the news stuff on 1UP and Kotaku. It's like, lots of news! But it's all, like, stuff that doesn't matter. Anyhow.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel, too. It's slow at, you know, holiday times. All the releases have already happened, so now we're just waiting for, you know, late spring, early summer releases, because then everybody gets on escape again.
True. So y'all have a good week, and game on!
Game on!
Game on!